So I'm going to tell you a story about a trip I took with my partner Mary to St. Martin in 2009. What you should know is that Mary and I are actually an interracial couple. I'm the white one. just in case you were wondering. And we also couldn't be more different in our traveling styles. Mary owns a timeshare in St. Martin. She's, you know, can be very comfortable in luxurious settings. I grew up riding in the back of an unair-conditioned station wagon across the Rocky Mountains, staying in Howard Johnson's and poking my brother with a pencil. So, you know, I was sort of worried about our traveling differences about this thing. The other thing that you should know that I was a little concerned about is that I'm not the best luck when I travel with people. So my former partner sitting here can tell you that I've also brought her some bad luck in the past as well. So it isn't specific to Mary, but I love to travel, so I always give it a shot, but it doesn't always end up so well. And at this point, we're about a year and a half into our relationship, Mary and I, and this St. Martin trip was sort of the trifecta of really bad experiences. So the first one, we took a romantic getaway weekend to Philadelphia. I'm sort of sexily sauntering down the street, like, ooh, new relationship, this is fabulous. And then I trip over a cobblestone. And I try to break my fall by grabbing a street pole. I miss the street pole. I scrape my wrist. I fall to my, I sort of twist my, actually, it was these shoes. I twist my ankle. And then I have to walk around South Street with my hand up in the air so my hand doesn't swell up four times its size. We persevere. Second trip was to Florida. Mary went ahead of me, and I met her there. Getting on the plane, I have a little itch under my eye. I can't quite figure out what's going on, but no matter. I'm going to Florida. It'll be fabulous. By the time I get off the plane, my eye has swollen to about four times its size, and I sort of wander around Florida with giant itis. And so St. Martin's looking kind of iffy, but we do it anyway. So I safely ensconce my children with my my former partner. We have this sort of happy lesbian village raising thing going on. So I knew they were all safe and secure, and I could sort of really enjoy myself, if possible. So we get to St. Martin. We get our rental car, get into the resort. I'm immediately uncomfortable because I'm not a resorty person. And so I think, I want to be with the people, so let's go explore the island. So we stow our stuff, and we get in the rental car, and we're driving around, and we see this fabulous little inlet, you know, where everyone's kind of walking around and looking at the water. And so, you know, what we had taken with us was, in case we got lost, Mary's GPS. In case we found a Wi-Fi signal, it was hurricane season. In case we found a Wi-Fi signal, wanted to look something up, Mary's netbook. In case we wanted to take pictures, because it's beautiful, Mary's camera. And I had a little Guatemalan bag with my cute red sunglasses and my wallet. So we take off. We're in this inlet. I'm sitting on a rock, and I'm looking around. I'm like, it is absolutely beautiful here. And I start to relax, looking at Mary, like, this is actually nice. I can do this. And then we decide it's time to move on, so we're walking back to our car. I'm the first one at the car, and I realize that the back window is actually smashed. So I think, that's not a good sign, probably. And I look, and my cute little Guatemalan bag with my awesome red sunglasses that I had, left on the front seat, gone. So we open up the back. Mary's netbook is gone. Mary's camera is gone. Mary's GPS is gone. They had closed the trunk, which is very nice of them after they robbed us. And so, you know, so immediately Mary starts to do this sort of weird ritual where she's sort of holding her head and pacing around the car at the same time. And I'm wondering, like, is she divining an answer? I don't really know what's happening. I know we need the police. And then, miracle of miracles, a police car comes riding down the street. And I think, oh, our luck has changed. There's the police. What is when you need them? So I wave to them. They wave back. Hi, tourists. Keep going. So I wave more emphatically. They realize we're in trouble. They turn around. But in order to turn the car around, they actually, one of the police officers has to jump out, push a goat out of the way, shoo some chickens, and then turns the car around. And then it's sort of this, like, weird clown cop car. There's, like, 40 white police officers, like, piling out of the car. And none of them speak English. And my French is awful. I should have brought you with me. So so with the wild gesticulations and my poor French and one of the cops' poor English, we realize we have to go to a police station to file a report, and it's that way. So we get in the car, we're driving, and what I fail to ask the police officer is, how do you identify a police station on the French side of St. Martin? Which is not very well, the answer. So we drove past this building at least four times until I realized that this low-lying concrete bunker with no sign and no flag was indeed the police station. So we go in, we convince the man at the desk on Facebook that we actually need some help. And then the police officer from the back sort of ushers us in and begins to take our report. So he's clunking away on a 1972 Prime PC that actually clicks really loudly when you type on it, taking our report. And I'm a little nervous because when you travel with another woman, there's homophobia might be possible. And so I'm sort of like, do I say she's my sister? We kind of don't look like sisters. Are we friends? You know, how do we handle that? But I realized the lesbian thing isn't a big deal. It's the interracial thing that's a big deal. And so he immediately starts assuming that all the really nice things are mine because I'm the white one. We established that earlier, right? So, you know, the netbook, I say, hers. So he gets a description from her. It turns to me, the camera, hers. So we go through this entire list. And so finally he's realizing he's making a huge mistake and I'm actually the poor one. And he turns to me and says, well, you should not have brought her. She's very bad luck. And I said, actually, I'm the arm candy, but I didn't really know how to say that in French. So I'm not really sure what that was. It might have been your plaid covering on your thighs is lovely today. So, and then all of a sudden the watch alarm on his watch goes off and I realize, wow, in St. Martin, the police stations close. So I convince him to stay open long enough to print the report, which we know we're going to need, and then he connects up the dot matrix printer to the computer and tries to print it out, and it's not working, and he valiantly tries a couple times, probably because now he feels bad for being a racist. And he then informs us we're going to have to go to the main police station on the French side and actually pick up the report there another day, because they're also closed. So as an aside, I want you to know that locating and finding that police station, which is the main one, and finding it when it's actually open are very difficult things. And as a matter of fact, finding the entrance to the police station is also a very difficult thing. So that turned into a three-day excursion trying to find that police station. Anyway, so we leave. We're like, okay, this, you know, we need to move on because we have no money, no credit cards. We are completely lost. We have passports and clothes and my fabulous new bathing suit, but not my sunglasses. So we go back to the room. We start making phone calls. We locate Mary's brother. He's willing to wire us money. We're like, that's fabulous. We sleep, sort of. The next morning, we go to the post office, which is where you actually receive wires on St. Martin. And apparently, we go there the exact same day and time that everybody who lives on the island of St. Martin wires or receives money at that time. So the line is winding through the post office like that. And we're sort of looking at each other because there's one window. So we're like, this is a two-hour deal. So we kind of settle in. I've been very keyed up, but you know, we start telling our story to people. I'm not unconvinced that the people who robbed us are somewhere in this line, maybe, wiring my stuff. Oh, wow, really? So, so I settle in. We start telling a story. People are laughing at us, with us. I'm not really sure. They're sort of, you know, I'm not going to speed up now. So they're, you know, sort of enjoying the crazy American tourists who don't know what the hell they're doing. And I start to relax because at least I'm with the people, right? And so all of a sudden Mary looks and there's a tow truck car. And she's like, oh, what's going on? So I go running out. Don't give up your place in line, my God. And so I go running out. And the good news is the tow truck was not towing our car. It was towing the one behind us. The bad news is it had already towed our car. So I go running to the police officer. We have no money. We've been robbed. We're in line for 4 hours. I don't know how we're going to get the car out, but it's a rental car. And so he says, just go to the police station when you're done. The rental car guy will come. The rental car guy will come. He'll take you to the car, and you'll get your car out. I was like, okay, that's usually a bad sign lately, but all right. So we finally get our money, and then we're afraid. This is all we have. We have to ration it. So we immediately go in the bathroom and split the money up. So I've got money in my bra, I've got money in my shoe, she's got money in her underwear. And then we like only leave out $50 because it's all we can afford to get this car out. We go to the police station, they call the tow truck guy. The tow truck guy comes. I'm unconvinced that we're not actually going to then be murdered by jumping into this truck with this random guy going to a strange neighborhood in an island where we don't know anybody. But hey, you know, what else could have happened to us? So off we go, and that actually works out. We get into the office, and it's a woman-owned business. I think sister bonding, we'll talk about our kids, we'll say what happened, and it'll be cool. No. $75 later, we're driving our broken-ass car out of the parking lot of the thing and then trying to figure out what to do with the window. We think, oh, we're inventive people. We'll just go to the dealer and replace the window ourselves. It's got to be cheaper than this insurance company on this island that everyone's trying to rip us off. So we go to the dealer. They say, yes, we can have that window. It'll be there in 2 weeks. This was a 1-week trip. So at that point, we're like, let's just go back to the room. So we're in the room. I'm thinking, I'm done. I don't know how I'm going to get the hell off this island, but I think I'm just really, really done. I cannot deal with anymore. And I turn to Mary for some solace, and she turns to me and says, we have enough money to go on a boat cruise tomorrow around the island. And I say to myself, I do not belong on a boat. I'm very, very worried about being on. I have children. This is not a good idea. And so the other thing you need to know, besides being the white one, is I'm also the Jewish one. And I don't know if it's biological determinism or social conditioning, but we are absolutely conditioned to always wait for that other shoe to drop. And at this point, like, a whole DSW shoe store has dropped on us, and I'm not sure where the other one is, but it's probably on the boat. So, but at the same time, I want to, like, at least have one day of good fun, so I'm willing to go along. I'm like, let's give it a shot. I think I can trust her. She's a good swimmer, so, you know, there's that. So we get on the boat. It takes me all the way halfway around the island to actually just relax and stop shaking. And actually, I was also boat sick, but whatever. And then actually, we turned out, that was the turning point really for me. We had a fabulous time the rest of the time. And I am happy to tell you that we still travel together. My luck has slightly changed. On our most recent trip to Cancun, I did get second-degree sun poisoning, but I got it the last day and not the first day. Thank you.